Hi there, this is Jeffrey and you're listening to Bite Size MathPie Podcast. In the second episode of Bite Size MathPie, we're going to talk about solving index equations. That is, solving equations involving numbers with indices. You can refer to the show notes for this episode by visiting www.bitesizemathpie.com spelled P-I. It is probably easier for you to have the show notes in front of you as I will be referring to mathematical expressions and equations throughout the episode. In the previous episode, we discussed indices and the laws of indices. In this episode, we will discuss how to solve index equations or exponential equations. For this episode, I discuss solving equations only by comparing the indices. There is another method of solving index equations which involves the use of logarithms. But this will be covered in a later episode when we learn about logarithms. To solve index equations, we make use of a simple fact about index equations. If a to the power of m is equals to a to the power of n, then the indices m is equals to n. Notice that we require the base for both numbers to be the same for us to solve the equation. Let's start with an easy example. Let's solve 2 to the power of 5x is equals to 2 to the power of 7x minus 2. Here we are looking for the value of x. In this equation, we notice that we have the same base for both numbers, so we can set the two indices equal to each other and solve for x. We will write the indices 5x is equals to 7x minus 2. Simplifying, we have 2 is equals to 2x, so x is equals to 1. We can check our answer of x equals to 1 by substituting x equals to 1 into the equation. When we do that, we will get the same value on both sides of the equation. Try this for yourself. Next, let's solve 5 to the power of x is equals to 25 to the power of x plus 2. In this equation, we notice that we don't have the same base on both sides of the equation, but we can manipulate the right side of the equation, 25 to the power of x plus 2, to get the same base as on the left side of the equation. Actually, we want to finally have the base 5 on both sides. To do this, we use the fact that 25 is equals to 5 to the power of 2. So we can re-express the equation as 5 to the power of x is equals to 5 to the power of 2 in parentheses, which has the power of x plus 2. We have two indices on the right side of the equation now, so we have to simplify it further to get to what we want, which is getting a base 5 on both sides of the equation. Applying what we know about the law about the powers of indices, we will get 5 to the power of x is equals to 5 to the power of 2 times x plus 2 in parentheses. If you need a refresher on the laws or rules of indices, go back to listen to episode 1 where I discussed the 6 laws of indices. Finally, we have the same base and a single index on each base. So we can equate the indices. The indices x is equals to 2 times x plus 2 in parentheses. Expanding, we have x is equals to 2x plus 4. So x is equals to negative 4. So the solution of the equation is x equals to negative 4. Again, you should check the answer by substituting x equals to negative 4 into the equation and verify that the value on both sides of the equation is the same. For the last example, we are going to tackle a slightly more difficult problem, so stay with me, please. We want to solve 9 to the power of 2 minus 3x is equals to the fraction 1 over 27 to the power of x plus 3. We have a fraction on the right side, but the left side is not a fraction. The bases are also different. In the previous example, we could express 25 as a power of 5 to get the same base on both sides of the equation. Here, we can't do something similar because we cannot write 27 as a power of 9 and we cannot write 9 as a power of 27. So what can we do? We notice that we can instead write 9 and 27 as a power of 3. Let's do that. 9 to the power of 2 minus 3x is equal to the fraction of 1 over 27 to the power of x plus 3. Rewriting, 3 to the power of 2 in parentheses with an index of 2 minus 3x is equal to the fraction 1 over 3 to the power of 3 in parentheses with an index of x plus 3. Simplifying, we have 3 to the power of 2 times 2 minus 3x in parentheses is equal to the fraction 1 over 3 to the power of 3 times x plus 3 in parentheses. Now, we need to take care of the fraction on the right side. Recall the rule about negative indices where a to the power of negative m is equal to 1 over a to the power of m. Using this rule, we can re-express the equation again. 3 to the power of 2 times 2 minus 3x in parentheses is equals to 1 over 3 to the power of 3 multiplied by x plus 3 in parentheses. So, 3 to the power of 2 multiplied by 2 minus 3x in parentheses is equals to 3 to the power of negative 3 multiplied by x plus 3 in parentheses. So, we now have the same base and each base has a single index. This means we can equate the indices and proceed to solve the equation. 2 multiplied by 2 minus 3x in parentheses is equals to negative 3 multiplied by x plus 3 in parentheses. Expanding, we have 4 minus 6x equals to negative 3x minus 9. Simplifying, we have 13 equals to 9x, so x is equals to 13 over 9. And there we have it. The solution of the equation is x equals to 13 over 9. In this episode, I covered the topic of solving index equations. First, we learned that if the bases on both sides of an equation are the same and there is only one number with an index on each side of the equation, then the indices are equal. When solving index equations, our objective is to make both bases on the left side and the right side of the equation to be the same. When we have that, we can equate the indices and solve the equation. The laws of indices are very useful and usually essential when we want to solve equations involving indices. Remember, you can always refer to the show notes to have a look again what we covered in this episode and also attempt some of the practice questions for this episode. The solutions of these practice questions are also available. If you have questions or feedback about this episode, drop me an email at bitesizemathpie@gmail.com. I will try and answer your questions about what you hear in this episode or some math-related questions as best as I can. Until the next episode, take a bite of indices.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.